Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about rising above your mistakes. Now, every human being makes mistakes. We are not immune to mistakes. In fact, mistakes can be seen as a sure sign that we are not stagnant, but busy making progress or trying to achieve what we are supposed to achieve on earth, trying to achieve our goals and reach for a better life. Painfully, many of us get buried in the ashes of our mistakes. That is why on this episode of Bridges Step Up, I'd like to share with you why you should and how you'll be able to rise above the ashes of your mistakes. Now, the first thing I want to get across to you very clearly is the fact that mistakes are normal. Now, I'm not saying you should go ahead making mistakes. I mean, how will I say that? It's just like telling me that, now since I know mistakes are normal, I will just say, I has a pen. Won't you slap me? Good. Now, that's not what I'm saying. In fact, mistakes are mistakes because you didn't know when you take them. As in, when you mistakes are takes you do without realizing that they are wrong takes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Good. Mistakes are mistakes because you thought they were right. You thought they were right takes only to realize that, oh, that was a wrong take. Now, when I say mistakes are normal, what I actually mean is that it happens to everybody. No mortal is immune to it. We make mistakes at one point in time or the other in our lives. Even the small people make mistakes. The big people make mistakes. And virtually everybody makes mistakes. Why I'm saying this is that so that you don't go and kill yourself because you made a mistake. Don't think something is particularly wrong with you. Of course, if you make a particular mistake again and again, then you have to check something because something obviously is wrong somewhere. I'm not saying something is wrong with you, but I'm just saying something is wrong somewhere. Do you understand that? Now, what I'm saying is that don't kill yourself because of your mistakes. Don't think something has gone so wrong that there can't be any headway. As a matter of fact, I do not believe there is any mistake that is too mistakeous that cannot be redeemed. Don't mind that English. What I mean actually is that there is no mistake that is so damaging that there is no remedy. There is hardly any mistake like that, except somebody dies, in which case the person may not be resurrected. And even at that, Jesus Christ resurrected dead people, and he empowered his disciples to do that. Now, don't kill yourself because you made a mistake. No matter how bad it is, you can make a correction. You can make a U-turn, and you can still reach your destiny and the great height that is destined for you. Now, my focus now is this. Now you have understood that you don't have to kill yourself. How do you now move away from the shackles, from the ashes of the mistakes you have made? That is my focus on this podcast. Now, the first thing you should do concerning the mistake you have made is this. Look away from the pains of the mistake. Every single mistake you make in life have consequences. Now, that's a matter of fact. And the consequences sometimes is what even tells us that, guy, you have made a mistake, cool. Now, some of those consequences can be very painful. They make you look stupid sometimes, and they sometimes are very retarding. That is to say, there are mistakes you make in life, and they retard your progress, limit what you can do, limit how far you can go, and start, and you seem to be stagnated for a while. Now, and there are some mistakes you make and you lose money, mistakes you make and you lose opportunities, mistakes you make and I mean, you have very big and painful losses. Now, if you continue focusing on what is that will happen to you because of your mistakes today, then you may never rise above your mistakes. Please understand this clearly. There are people who have made worse mistakes than you are, yet they rose up, continued their life, and made meaningful progress with their lives. As a matter of fact, many of the people we celebrate today, many of the companies we celebrate today, they have made mistakes in the past, except that they look away from the mistakes they have made, started out life and made progress. They made such a meaningful progress that it was as if they never made any mistake. They made so much progress that when you look at them, you start wondering, like, did you really make any mistake in the first place? That is how life is generally. So please do not kill yourself because of the mistakes you have made, and look away from the pains of the mistake and start looking at how do you move away from the mistake. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know the pains of the mistake can be very glaring, the consequences can be very glaring, But please, you shouldn't focus on it so much that you get depressed. You shouldn't focus on it so much that you don't even feel motivated to start again. You shouldn't focus on it so much that you don't even feel like you can do anything again. Anytime you make a mistake and you look at it in a manner that you think you can't make any progress from the mistake, then you are getting the whole thing wrong. The reason is that there's no mistake you have made. There's no amount of mistake you have made that you can't make progress from it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, please look away from your mistake. Forget about what people are saying about it, how people are talking about it. I mean, you are 19 years old and you gave birth to a child. It's something that has happened. Now, breastfeed your child. When the child is weaned, go back to school and continue your school. Go back to your career and continue. What happens, what's more important in your life is that what happens to you after the mistakes you have made, not what your life is or what is happening to you now, that the pains and the consequences of your mistakes are very glaring. Take away your eyes from the opportunity you have lost by your character. Take away your eyes the opportunity you have lost because something you just did something wrong. Look away from them and say, how do I ensure that I don't get this in wrong? How do I ensure that I don't repeat the mistakes I've made? How do I ensure that I perhaps get the opportunity that I've lost again? How do I make progress in my life to achieve my goal despite the mistake I've made? You cannot continue to mourn a mistake when you have a goal you are reaching out for. So please settle down, look away from the pains and begin to say, how do I move forward? Yes, you made a mistake and got an F and perhaps carry over in your school. You have to repeat a class or even get chased away from your faculty. Ask yourself, these are mistakes I've made. How do I still ensure that I become a graduate? How do I still ensure that I study what I should study despite the mistakes I've made that got me to this point? Whatever mistake you have made, do not focus on them so much that you can't move forward. Do not focus on them so much you can't even advance. Do not focus on them so much that they weigh you down, you can't take steps. There is no mistake that you made that is so bad you can't make any progress. Again, I tell you, companies have made worse mistakes. So your companies, the mistake you have made in your company is not the worst. People have made worse mistakes, so your own mistake is not the worst. Settle down and say, how do I move forward despite the mistake, and begin to take steps to make progress, to correct the mistakes you have made if you can correct them, or to even begin to take the right actions today that will ensure that the effect of your mistakes get cancelled. Again, I tell you, mourning over your mistakes, trying to kill yourself because of it, punishing yourself unnecessarily because of them, cannot take you anywhere. What you do is to settle down and ask yourself, how do I make advancement despite the mistakes I've made? What is the point I've made today on this podcast? Mistakes are normal in that everybody makes mistakes. When you find out that you have made a mistake, don't kill yourself. Look away from the pains of your mistakes and begin to look at the future so that you begin to take the right actions to either cancel the effect of your mistakes or correct your mistakes. The point is that there is a destiny and there is a future ahead of you, and you cannot allow the mistake you just made today to be an obstacle that will keep you down forever.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.